The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Hi, this is Eric Fiorello, and I want to welcome you to Motivation and Muscle, the streaming. This is streaming radio now. We are up 24/7 now on the internet. Catch us all over the place, I'm telling you. Go out to FiorelloBarbellCo.com and download the Top 10 Ways to Build Mind and Muscle free ebook. It is being, I already have rewritten a lot of stuff, added to it, because I've gotten notes from people that said, could you expand on some of the paragraphs? All 10 paragraphs now have 5 bullet points to it. So it's going to be a lot different to look at. You're going to have more information to work with. And I've just put out, it will be coming out very shortly with the revamp of that ebook. I just wrote another ebook, which, wait till you see this, is a 30-day one. This is more for the intermediate lifter. If you love power rack training, you're going to learn how to train a conventional lift with a lockout. Real exciting stuff. I added sandbag lifts to the 2 weight bearing days, but you got 1 day in the middle, which is strictly sandbag work, and all those movements I do here, you're going to love, especially the one where you're going to pick it up, walk it for an estimated amount of feet, drop it, reset, pick that up, run, drop it again, and you can do that. And I also offer a piece with that where you can designate heavier sandbags at those intervals where you're going to drop it. I'm telling you right now, that movement alone will make you a stone carrier, will make you anything you want to be. It is just a brutal lift, and that's just one of them in there. So be on the lookout for that. That's a free book too, and that's going to be something I'm going to keep building on because I'm doing a very unique power rack training movements right now that I've never heard anybody doing. I'll give you this much of a hint. It's 2 dead stop movements in 1 rack. So wait till you hear this because we're going to just keep expanding on it. We're going to do a lot of video now that it's getting cooler here, et cetera, et cetera. So go out there and check that out. Also, strength times power equals success in the winner's circle. Those are the 2 biggest products we have here to date. Like I said, you like the philosophy of the show, you want to get bigger, you want to lean out, whatever you want to do, both of these products will afford you the opportunity. But the opportunity is only yours if you take responsibility and go after it, take action. So check those 2 out. Go out to motivationmuscle.com/category/podcast. We got our good friend Chris Vaccio on today. Go out and look at the shows I've done with Chris. Just the shows I've done with him. It's a wealth of knowledge. It's like a book. Everyone here, it's like going out and listening to a book, and I mean a big one too. We've got over 500 shows now. I think we're up to like 515 maybe, 510. It's unbelievable, and we'll have more up today. So go out and check that out. Also, before we start, I'll say this that I always do with every show. Be a leader, not a follower. That's what my father engraved in my head. We say it on every show, and a few other people that are very who've been very influential with me, with business, and just good people. So, Chris, welcome back, brother.
Hey, glad to be back, Eric.
Glad to have you, man. Quality people, that's what we got here, quality people. I'm going to give you some information on Chris, and here we go. Chris is a strongman, powerlifter, bodybuilder, lifting competitor. And Chris is very involved. If you see the gentleman, we had Jeff King on yesterday. A lot of the guys, and I don't know if there's girls. I'm sure they're involved. I don't even know if I've ever asked Chris that, but we'll let him comment before we get in today's subject. But so instrumental in getting these athletes with these disabilities involved in strongman. I'm very proud to have Chris on the show, too, about that. He's a good guy, and he's doing things that he really doesn't have to do, and he's getting other athletes involved. And I think it's a great thing not only for strongman, but and this is going to be something we're going to get in today. We're going to talk about strongman strength, getting it implemented into a high school level, and we'll get into that quite a bit. But you can see what this guy is doing, and I think this is something that's going to catch fire everywhere in the United States. I'm starting to see gyms offer more of this type of training, and they are integrating it in with the regular athletes there. I know Steve Helmicki has started this, who's a regular on the show up in Buffalo. So, Chris, I'm glad to have you back. Anything I missed, websites, anything you got coming out, lay it out there, and let's get into today's subject, please.
All right, yeah, so see, I do have a website of ohiostrongman.org. I haven't done a great job of keeping it updated, though, so it may be a little outdated if you go check it out, but I'll get better at it.
Yeah, yeah.
And, to answer your question earlier, we have not yet had any women come out and compete in the Strongman, in the Adaptive Strongman show, but I offered it up this year and just didn't have any response to it yet. I'm sure we'll be able to find some women that are crazy enough to do this. So
yeah,
you know, with the growth of the women's division in strongman in general, and the growth, the number of women getting involved in the sport is just booming. So I can see where I'm sure they have some friends, you know, with disabilities and things like that, who want to get out there and compete. So I think it's just a matter of time.
Yeah, I do too, and hopefully we can use this platform here to get it out all over the world, and maybe, you know, obviously we'll tell people how to get a hold of you, and maybe we can get that really cooking for you too, or at least lend a hand into it. All right, you and I both know the power of strongman. We also know how you can take just about anything in strongman, bring it down to almost any level, and get people involved, because I've done it here. I know you've done it. And the big thing is, we do know that there is strongman mainly, well, where I see it the most is football. Yeah. You know, I have a brother-in-law who's a high school varsity head coach in football. I've helped him with stuff. And, you know, they can only go so far legally, too. I mean, we've really wanted to get him in the stones, but I know there's legal issues, so obviously sandbags. But what do you see? Let's talk about just the general population, obviously the sports and in high school level. How do you see strongman really becoming not only a force, but tell everybody out there, especially parents that listen to this with younger kids, because we've got plenty, what do you feel are the benefits of what we do, and how can we implement them in a very young athlete?
Yeah, well, strongman, I think the benefits most, I mean, it builds so much confidence over and above even what you can get out of the barbell lifting, because you're lifting things that are just weird, and it has carryover to everyday life, and definitely more so in athletics, especially some of the combat sports. I would love to see more wrestling coaches start picking up on some strongman training, because I think of the kind of strength that I developed doing strongman. Man, I was a pretty strong kid when I wrestled in high school, but I would have loved to have had some of the strength that I developed from doing all the strongman work. That would come in very handy.
Well, I agree totally. I mean, I've said this before in so many shows, and I think I've said it on with you, and you know, we're gonna really comment on a lot of stuff today. The carry, Chris, to me, I know, I'm sure people at some point are going to get sick of me saying it, but I don't really care. I think carrying with a big object bear hugged in front of you, I wish I knew this at like 11 and a half, 12 years old when I started out. No, but think about it. Do you know, think about you and I, all right, or anybody on the show, and you know, maybe you stumbled on it by accident, or let's roll the film ahead 20 years. Can you imagine, seriously, because I see what it does with kids here that are nowhere near as dedicated to, I'm sure, what you and I were.
Mm-hmm.
It's phenomenal. And I mean, all right, I'm doing it now, yeah, made massive progress, and probably all the years of the seasoning and the beating and all that, it's made me a wiser student in learning how to do this. But I would love to be able, I wish we could step back in time right now to that age and know what we know now.
Oh, yeah.
And start – think about this, all right? Think about a 12-year-old man, boy, man, whatever you want to call him, young man. Just think if we could carry – say we didn't weigh any more than 120 – let's be 125, 130 pounds soaking wet. The typical hard gainers, they like to call it, which I don't believe there's ever such a word. I think that when you call somebody a hard gainer, that's almost like putting a nail right through the middle of their eyes, man.
Yeah.
I do. I don't like that verbiage, and I know people used it in a different way, but whatever. Can you imagine – in a year's time, if you progress, say, from a 50-pound sandbag to even 130, can you imagine – and, you know, you're still weight training too, obviously, and you're kind of understanding things. Can you imagine that 130-pound kid would now be at least a 170-pound kid? Can you imagine the musculature, the endurance, and the fierce mental attitude you'd have?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it would be huge.
Yeah. I mean, you would be as aggressive as a friggin' bobcat in a tree wanting to come down and eat your face right off you. You know, and it's like that. But at the high school level, especially, you know, I mean, you talked about wrestling. You're a wrestler. What could we do? What would you think would be best? Say you and I had a little place, and we recruited both men and women. Say we recruited 25 kids between the ages of 12 to 15. And, you know, we do the usual thing, obviously, so we don't get sued and a parent's got to be there and all that. Where do we go? Where do you think we want to start out with these kids with strong men? Now, mind you, do we want to be weight training with that, or do we want to take kids? And you and I, the primary job we have here is to build – strong man with them. Where do you want to go with it?
I would say you definitely have to do a little bit of weight training in there for sure.
Okay.
I think, you know, I mean, the deadlift is, you know, I think a must. Everybody needs to learn how to pick stuff up off the ground, and definitely a lot of the loaded carries,
yep.
You know, sandbags, farmers, probably wouldn't do yoke because That's one of the few carry events I think that has no carryover to anything else but the yoke.
It's yep.
Like you get, you know, you build up your yoke, you get better at the yoke, and it doesn't really improve anything else, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But the others, you know, yeah, farmers and that, you know, keg carries, sandbag carries, and then say maybe progress into stones.
Yep.
Because stones is the one thing I always think of. It's like if I could do nothing else. If, you know, the proverbial, if I had to pick one exercise and that's the only thing I could do, stones would probably be it.
Yeah.
Well,
let me – that, and I know you're going to explain it, so that was going to be the next question because you and I have a very commonality here. If I got left on an island and they said you could only have two things and it'd be pretty hard to do it, so I'd have to bend their arms off them to get three things. I'd like a barbell, loaded, obviously,
yeah.
A power rack, and I want stones. And I'm sure if I'm out on an island, I'm going to find stones. But I agree with you totally. I think if I was left to my own and they said, this is what you can do for the next 25 years of your lifting life, I would say give me every stone, whether they're Atlas, mm-hmm. Husafel, or natural stones.
Yeah.
Why is it you feel, or what and why do you feel the stones are really the ticket to everything?
It just works everything in your body. You get, I mean, especially if you're loading to a fairly high platform.
Yep.
You have to use everything to get it up there. It's
okay.
There's no muscle left untouched. So you're working, you're working from your calves all the way through to your forearms, and you're hitting everything. So it's time efficient for one, you know,
yep.
I know that's the funniest thing that, if I miss a stone, a stone load almost every single time I feel it in my abs. That's where I feel a twinge in my ab, you know, one side or the other. And that's where I miss the stone. It's almost never anywhere else. And so
right.
If you know,
no,
you know, if it's not a tacky malfunction, it'll be the abs is going to be where I'm going to miss it. And yeah. So that's one of my indicators. Oh, okay, I guess I better bump up my ab work again.
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing is, most people don't realize, Chris just made the comment of the abdominal area, how direct and indirect, everybody's always looking to concentrate on that area. The best way to train that area is to train, you know, overloads, carries. The stuff I'll do abdominal-wise is I'll do the old York iron boots. I'll do leg raises with it. I will do one thing I think, Chris, which is really beneficial, and if you don't do it, you ought to give it a try, is I take those York iron boots, and, you know, you can put weight, obviously, with a one-inch bar between them and load them up. I love doing marching in step and bring the thighs right to the elbows.
Hmm.
Absolutely brutal. Absolutely brutal. I like to do, I guess you'd call them side leg raises. What you would do is you would, you know, balance yourself, push off like I do on a big tire. Take the right leg, raise it as high as you can to the side, bring it down. And I'm using the iron boots then. Very, very beneficial. An area where people don't work, I think, and you don't hear a lot of talk about, because I remember reading so many things about people. Well, I don't want to have big hips or big waist and all this, is the obliques.
Yeah.
How many people do you ever – I never hear anybody talking about oblique training at all.
Very, very rarely.
Yes.
I think the only person I've ever heard say anything about oblique training was Serrano.
And we'll get right back to this. I want to tell you something that's real interesting, because I found it very interesting. Martin Janzik, I was telling Chris, who's quite a lifter, man, and a stone lifter from Scotland, who has joined up with our family. He's a good friend of Bill Crawford's, and they just did a big stone tour. And I've been going back and forth with Martin. His training is extremely unique, and I think you're going to really appreciate this. He believes, and I can't say no to it, because he's proven everything. He feels tire flipping is one of the biggest movements to do to become a successful stone lifter. He'll take a 500-pound tire and flip it for hours, literally. Now, think about he believes stones are not only strength, but he feels endurance will power you up with anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same way with when he trains. He'll train more for reps with a moderate weight, and then when he gets to that point, he'll take, I think he does one or two sets of lower reps, and he'll load the bar as heavy as he can go. I found that very interesting, because that's usually the complete opposite of what people do. They'll usually load heavy first, and if they're going to do any work on the back end of it lighter, that's usually how it's done. So, it's something, you know, you talk to different people, you know, everybody on this show is a strength athlete one way or another, and you'll get a lot of different ways with a lot of great gains in this. And that. I just found that the tire flip is what I found the most interesting, what he was talking about. And when we get him on, he's going to be a hell of a guy to, I mean, I'm going to pick his brain big time about strongman. So I just wanted to mention that, because when we were talking about that, but stone lifting to me, I agree totally with you. You got to start a kid out with a sandbag. I just think that's the right way to do it. That's how I've always done it.
It's easy to get the message across, and it's hard for them to screw it up.
Exactly. You know, and
pick that up, carry it over there, and bring it back.
Yeah. And the thing is, Chris, you don't want them dropping something on a foot, because then they break a foot or an ankle.
Right.
Or whatever.
The sandbag's not going to squash anything.
No. It's great. You might get a bruise and you might limp for a few days, but you're going to be okay.
Yeah.
You're going to live. You know what I mean? But what I found is, especially with these kids, and, you know, at 14, 15 years old, they're pumping tea like there's no end.
Oh, yeah.
God almighty, you can, you know, even if they're not, like most of the kids I got are using strongman for other sports,
yeah.
football, basketball
mm-hmm.
mostly. But man, you see these kids and I'm like, holy shit. Now, if they were really devoting more time to this type of training,
oh, yeah.
I can't even imagine, you
oh,
know.
Yeah. And if they focused on their diet a bit.
Oh my God.
yeah.
It's just like another 100 grams of protein to a 15-year-old kid that can fire anything, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're talking a kid that might have been 150 pounds, and by a year from now, he's at a 180 easily, and he's so friggin' strong, man. That's what I think is the attraction of strongman. And I also think that kids, especially now, we've gotten into this a little bit in the past shows with you and I. A lot of kids are really teetering these days. Some don't have a good home life.
Yeah.
Even if they do, they're kind of lost. And you know, you and I both know, as teenagers, you're kind of wandering, trying to figure yourself. It's a good time to get in trouble, which you don't want to do because you don't think about down the road. I think we implement a program like this in a high school, we got a shot of getting them mentally, too.
Yeah.
And we can get them mentally sound. Go ahead, take
oh,
it.
Yeah,
I mean,
no, you're right on. I mean, that's, you
yeah,
know, get
yeah.
them to do something that takes their mind, you know, takes their mind off of whatever crap they've got going on, you know, real or imagined, because you know how teenagers are. They can
yep.
they can over-dramatize anything.
Yep.
And so, yeah, give them a chance to get away from life as they know it for, you know, a couple of hours here and there where they can just focus on nothing but lifting this, get their head cleared, get some
yeah.
perspective and,
yeah.
You know, and build up some quality strength and some quality muscle and some self-confidence. Cause there's, you know, a whole lot of kids are lacking they're lacking that self-confidence. They don't believe, you know, they don't believe
yeah.
in themselves. And I think that's the biggest thing with strongman is you get out there and you do stuff. You end up doing stuff that you knew for sure was impossible.
Yep.
Yeah. It couldn't be done. And
yep.
then you go out and you do it. And
yep.
you know, you eventually work up to that and it changes everything. You know, I was interviewed at work and they
yep.
had asked me about, you know, they asked me what was so great about strongman. I came up with what I thought was a pretty cool explanation. I was just like, you know, I said, when you're involved in a hobby where failure can reasonably kill you,
yeah.
the everyday struggles of life suddenly don't seem that bad.
No. I agree with you totally, because I've said this so many times. If you can make it through this stuff, regardless what your goals are, you know, you don't have to go out and win WSM. You can be the local guy. You can just be the strong guy in the neighborhood that kids look up to, that lead, that potentially could get more kids interested. That's really what it's all about. And I agree with you totally. Not much is going to take your ass out
yeah.
when you are so physically strong, mentally strong. I don't see what's going to really get you after that. You're going to have times when, yeah, you are going to have some problems and you're going to have to deal with them. But the majority of the time when you can go out and deal with this day in and day out, or how many days a week you're doing it, and really, really triumph and get hit and get knocked down and have to keep coming back. Personal things that bother most people are no longer going to touch you. And I think that's one of the biggest advantages we have with this strength sport.
Yeah.
The mental.
Yeah. It gives you an uncommon level of resilience.
Yeah, yes.
Bad stuff. I was just thinking about this, talking about this with my youngest boy and, you know, bad stuff happens to everybody.
Sure.
It doesn't matter if you're a good person or a bad person, or, you know, what religion you are, what, you know, anything else. You know, bad stuff happens to people all the time, and it's going to happen to you, and you need that kind of resilience to be able to bounce back from it. Yeah, because it's going to happen sure as the sun rises and sets. Bad stuff's
yep.
going to happen, and
yep.
and you've got to be able to deal with it. You've got to be able to roll with everything that life throws at you, because it's going to throw.
Yeah. Well, and you know something, you and I both know, Nothing in life is easy. Now, I don't care how much they tell you that you can do this, that, and that in 90 days. I always say that, especially with all these weight programs and loss of this and loss of that. You and I both know that's very unrealistic. Yeah. And this is where people get into massive amounts of trouble. And this is where I think the fitness industry, and I don't even know if I want to use that word either, they really shoot themselves in the foot. But I've watched enough things and seen enough things where most of these people aren't into it for the long haul. You know, they come out with a very dressed up product, flashy people doing it. You know, obviously most of them are models or would be bodybuilders or whatever. And they sell a product that looks like it can do miracles. All right. Let's face it. You and I both know we've been in this a long time. 90 days is not going to happen, man. You're not going to have ripped abs in 90 days. You're not going to have more musculature. So I think what we're offering here is something that is going to be concrete for the rest of your life. Like I always say, let's build the house on a good footing, and it's never going to fall down, because if it's on sand, it's going to cave in every time you got a problem. And this is the whole basis of strongman. To me, yeah, obviously, we all want to lift. You know, it's all in our nature. The more you get into, the more you want to lift. Okay, I got it. I'm there all the time. But what I found with this more than anything is it's how you build your attitude, your commitment, and your action towards everything. Those are the things. If you had to stop lifting tomorrow for some reason, you've built that stuff. That's never going away. You transfer that over into your business, your work life, your family, your friends. There isn't going to be anybody that's not going to want to be around you. And anything you get into, you're going to triumph over, because you've gone through these trials and tribulations so many times. I'll tell you right now, I'm not going to minimize it, but a lot of it's going to become second nature to you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. You don't even think about it. You're just like, okay. Nope. Yeah.
Another, where most people would be, on their knees crying or hiding under their bed. You know what I mean? It's like, this is what I want to stress with this stuff, especially with kids. Man, oh, man, you know, I'm not expecting you to act like a 25-year-old. I'm talking one that's got their shit together, too, all right?
Yeah.
What I'm telling you here is, like I do with Alex here, I always say to him, and I know it's getting through, but, you know, a teenager is a teenager, not unless they're a little bit different. I've met them. I think I've been there with it. There's just some kids that want it really bad and understand it early in life. I can't stress to, like, him. I'll say to him, do you sit in front of the class? No, I said, you need to start. He's like, why? I said, because you need to put your hand up no matter what. Things like that I do. And this is what strongman lends. Well, it can lend it to the adult, too. Because how many adults do we know, Chris, that have no self-confidence?
Oh, yeah. It's rampant.
Yeah. And it's more so today because we live in a culture, especially with 24/7 internet all day long and business this and news this. And what I've seen now more than anything, which I'm not going to really get in this, but I am going to make this statement. It seems to me every company, look at the NFL, anything like that, it's all political now. Yeah. Everything is politicized. I got news for you. This is why I built Motivation and Muscle. I don't want to hear that stuff.
Yeah.
All right, let me rephrase that. There's a time and a place for that stuff if that's what you want to do. Here's what I see in people right now, especially working every day. A lot of them are in a lot of trouble financially. They're over their head. They don't like their job. They get shit kicked in their face every day. Maybe they have an unhappy marriage or a lot of problems with kids, and I'm not going to get into all that. But here's what I came up with the whole idea of this show, besides – wanting to teach and have people in here and blah, 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 okay? When I drive home, Chris, I don't want to hear about so-and-so did this or this one doesn't know this or this country's done this. You know what I want to hear? I want to hear somebody like you and I come on and say, you know what? You can friggin' do it, right?
Yeah.
Here's what we're going to do tonight. We're going to go out and lift sandbags, and we want you to go out and get – if you can only handle a 20-pound sandbag – walk as far as you can, just three times. That's all you got to do tonight, okay? You know, Have you ever thought about that business you've been thinking about for the last 20 years? Do you want to implement it? Would you like to get big and strong? Would you like to start thinking so tight now that there's nobody out there that's going to twist your tail into volunteering or doing anything you don't want to? What about it, everybody? That's what I always want to convey, because there's just too much shit out there that's too damn negative, you know, putting you down at every corner, telling you you can't do it. And this is rampant with kids more than ever. Okay. I'll just say one thing. I've got, my nieces, they go from 14 to, 8, and I have a little nephew who's 6. My mom was telling me that one of them in general, I mean, she's the one I say, her name's Olivia. I always say she's going to be the one that takes the business if I don't get married. I mean, she's got that type of mind. She just turned 10. And I guess she came home one day and was all worried about the presidential election. Mm. And I mean worried to the point where she was afraid. I'll say what she said. And I know what's being taught in a lot of these places, and I'm not going to get into it, but she was frightened that Donald Trump was going to win. Mm. Now, here's what I'm going to say to all that, and we're going to leave it, and you can comment if you'd like. I got no problem with that. A 10-year-old kid shouldn't be worrying about shit like that.
No, absolutely not.
Okay? They should be playing like they do. They should be thinking about all the girly things they want. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is, their friends, sleepovers, you know, the girls bake a lot with my sis, all those good things, and they do that.
Yeah.
But, man, when I heard that, I said, what the hell is going on in the world when you got a 10-year-old friggin' flipping about who's the president? So go ahead, take it.
No, that's ridiculous. I mean, I hate it. In some cases, it's almost more indoctrination than it is education. And it's just, one, it's stupid, and two, it doesn't matter who's in office, they're both going to screw us.
Absolutely.
I can't even recognize the different political parties really anymore. I mean, I just see, they're a politician, and, just my two cents on the government. They've long since stopped being, you know, for the people.
Sure.
And they're really just for their own self-interests.
Yep.
And it's the only, if I can even call it a refreshing thing, is that they've almost just given up any pretense of arguing that they are for the people now. They're just kind of like, screw you. We're going to do whatever we want.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and so it's, I'm not a fan of the overall political rumblings as we have it.
But you know what, Chris, I'll tell you, this is going to all go back to what we're talking about today.
Yeah.
People need to take back their government, number one, But number two, what we're teaching here today, when you become self-sufficient, strong, and not easily to have your mind bent.
Yes.
That is going to create people like you couldn't believe. And this is what we need to do. We need to know that we depend on each other. We push one another. We build each other up. We criticize when we need to about something we're doing. But we know in the end of the day, we're still tight. Like I say, we're all family here.
Yeah.
That's what's important. Don't look to others for your welfare, and don't get pissed off when you don't get what you want, because that to me is that's not a winner. That's not that's people that are weak and they're never going to be able to measure up. So the whole idea is this: get into this strong man, find somebody that can do it. Go out, look, you can get a hold of me and get a hold of Chris. You can get a hold of anybody on here. If we don't do it, I'm sure we know somebody that does.
Yeah.
And somebody that's going to have a reputation that's going to help you, okay? That you start living that way, you're not going to give a shit about what's going on. You'll know what's going on, but you'll be able to make the correction, and you'll be able to still exist in this world. It's the ones eventually that are just dependent. They're all going to fall short and fade away one way or another. So that's what I would say. Go ahead, Chris.
That's right on. I mean, because the people who build up the mental strength through lifting heavy stuff, they're a lot less pliable.
Which, yeah, absolutely.
Which is not a popular thing among the ruling class, I think, but of having people who aren't pliable. But you know, you're less easily to get influenced by somebody promising you to give you the world because you know you have to work for stuff.
Yeah.
And I think it can do nothing but good in your life.
Yep.
Yeah. You're way less easily influenced because you're not a stranger to hard work. You know, nothing is given in the strength sports. And I love that. That's one of the things I love about just lifting in general is, you know, okay, we take an Atlas stone. The Atlas stone doesn't care if you're rich. That if you have $1 million in the bank, the Atlas stone doesn't care.
Yep.
It's not going to come up off the ground any easier for you because you're loaded. If you don't have a dime to your name, it doesn't care. It doesn't care if you're black. It doesn't care if you're white. If you're a man, if you're a woman, it doesn't care about any of that. It doesn't care if you're a Baptist or a Muslim or anything. It's going to kick your ass or you're going to beat it, based on your own strength and your own hard work. And that's it. That's the only thing.
Yeah. Well, that I always say, it doesn't give two shits about you because it'll gladly rip your arms off just like anybody else, man. It doesn't care.
Yeah.
And this is what people got to get over quickly. Stop worrying about this, that, and the other thing because I got news for you. Nobody gives a shit. And if you're going to step in line, lockstep, and be basically an assembly line child or grown up or whatever, well, I got news for you. Life is not going to get better for you. And if you're going to sit there and constantly listen to 24/7, this, that, and the other thing, you'll be lucky if you can start making it out of your bed in the morning because you're going to be a mess. Now, what you got to do, and then we'll wind it up, is this. If you don't have a high school or you don't have somewhere to go to learn this great thing, strongman, I implore you to either contact someone on the show or ask around. Go up to the biggest guy or girl you see and ask them where they train. Ask them if they know where there's a strongman gym. Ask all the questions you need to know. I promise you, you start doing this, I'd love to hear from anybody. You know, Chris and I will be around a year from now. Let us know. Let us know if you've done it, and let us know what's happened to you. Send us video, because we're going to, when we put the new site up shortly, we're going to be doing a lot of video. We want people to send us in their video. It will go up. It will go up on our blog, and I don't know if we're going to have a page. I'm waiting to find out if we're going to build a specific page for this, which I think we are. So we're going to become very video bound because we want to keep pushing this stuff out, get people interested, get them involved. That's one thing here I stress more than anything. I want people to become very involved with me and everybody on here. I don't want you to think once we hang up Skype here, that's it, because it's far from that. So get involved. Get in a strongman. Become a mental giant. And we hope to hear from you and talk to you. Maybe one of you have done so well, you're going to come on the show with me. You know me and people, I don't care. If I feel you've done something and you're really working hard, there's a very good chance you're going to come on Motivation Muscle. Chris, summarize anything. Give out all your information. I'll give mine. And if you'd hang on the line, please, I'd appreciate it.
Yeah, no, contact me through Facebook or you can reach out on OhioStrongman.org. I'm pretty easy to find.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And once again, I mean, this is a great topic. It's just something that needs to be talked about more and more. We need to keep hitting it. It's like you get hit with a hammer enough, you're going to believe it. Believe me. Either that or you're going to bleed out, either or. So, you know, that's how you got to think. This is Motivation and Muscle. This is streaming radio. We connect your brain to your brawn. That's what we this is what we did just now. I mean, we connect. Go out to Fiorello Barbell Co., download the top 10 ways to build mind and muscle, free ebook All you have to do is sign up, and we've got another one coming out. I said in the beginning of the show that we've added 5 bullet points to each part of top 10 ways, so be on the lookout for that. Strength times power equals success in the winner's circle. 2 biggest products to date. It's like everything here. You know, think, commit, take action. I can't make that any clearer. You're going to have to be responsible. Look at the program, but it's all very easy to understand and digest, and I'm always available. You know, at least within 24 hours, you'll hear back. Fiorello Barbell at NICAP.R.com. Also, FiorelloBarbellCo.com. MotivationandMuscle.com. We're on iTunes and Stitcher. Give us a 5-star review. Everybody has, and I thank them for that. Also, what was I going to say? I think, well, we'll talk about the streaming radio, where we are there. You can go out to Google Play Music, TuneIn, Shoutcast, Aha for your any car radio. All the new cars have podcast capability, so you can go out there and you can find us in the directory, and you can listen to that anywhere you go. I'll leave you with these. Oh, well, also, too, if there's a show you'd like Chris and I to do, Fiorello Barbell at NICAP.R.com. And I'll leave you with these 5 things. If someone seeks you out in the concrete jungle, never be afraid to help them. And that goes for the gym, because you know what? 5 words can change your life. As my mom said when we were kids, never be afraid to say hello to someone or give them a smile. That might be all they get today. I'm going to go out tonight, and I can't wait. Lift it, crush it, bend it, break it. Squat it, press it, pull it. If you're going to lift stones, turn them into dust. And as the great Hoos of Steel Crusher Stone says in Blood Red, domination. We are domination. We clear cut the path. We follow no one's. And as I say on everything, I write, dominate, obliterate, and dent everything in your path. I live by those 3 words, man. Every day I do. Also, too, no one will ever clip our balls. And as Russell Furr says, who's been listening to us from the very beginning and who's been a guest on the show, when I listen to your shows, I swear there's testosterone dripping through my speakers. That was one of the nicest comments we ever got here, I ever got, and we'll say that for the next 30 years, Russell. Chris, another killer show. Thanks for coming on again, brother.
Hey, glad to be on.
Glad to have you. Before we sign off, be a steward of strength. Don't stand on the side of the road and watch the world go by. Tell 100 of your friends, because we're coming for you anyways. Also, too, as my great college teacher, Frank Klein, said, repetition, repetition, repetition. As my dad always said to me, be a leader, not a follower. And as someone that was very, very big in my life, who we lost almost 2 years ago, my chiropractor, John Ridge, who was a big instrument behind me keeping this big dream alive, and I can never thank him enough. As he said to everybody as they were leaving, 2 very simple words, and it will always make you smile. Keep smiling. Thank you, John. Thank you, everybody, for everything. Chris, thank you. And for Chris Vaccio, this is Eric Fiorello. Chris will be on with us next month. Go out and do something good. Do something big, because you all have that in you. And once you believe that, the world is going to go a hell of a lot better for you. So have a great weekend, everybody, and we will talk to you soon, and we will talk to Chris next month.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.